You're listening to All Things Considered on WPSU. I'm Craig Johnson. Today, a State College area high school teacher arrives in Antarctica to begin a five-month research project with the environmental outreach program Polar Trek. Nell Herman was one of only 12 U.S. teachers to earn a spot on the research team. WPSU's Patty Tatalia visited with Herman and her students last week and files this report.
Most of you know I'm leaving this week to go to Antarctica on a research expedition. And while I'm gone, I really hope you will follow my journals online and write to me because I'm going to miss you.
That's Nell Herman saying goodbye to her learning enrichment class at State High before she leaves for Palmer Station, one of three United States research centers in Antarctica. Nell is participating in Polar Trek, a program that pairs scientific researchers with teachers. To get to Antarctica, Nell traveled 5 days by plane and boat.
I'll fly from State College to Detroit and then to Atlanta and then to Santiago, Chile, and then to Punta Arenas, Chile. And from there, I'll get on a boat, a large research vessel, and I'll travel by boat to the Western Antarctic Peninsula.
Located above the Antarctic Circle, Palmer Station enjoys milder weather than some of the notoriously cold research stations closer to the South Pole.
The highs will be on average in the 30s and the 40s while I'm there, so not so far different from State College in February.
After she settles into her new Antarctic home, Nell will begin to work with chemical ecologist Chuck Amsler from the University of Alabama. They'll study the effects of rising ocean acidification on seafloor-dwelling animals.
The idea is that carbon dioxide gas that comes from fossil fuel emissions is combining with seawater in a certain way that affects marine animals that have calcium carbonate in their bodies. Some animals that are impacted by this whole process would include things like corals, any animals that have shells, so snails, clams, mussels, things like this. Also, sea urchins and sea stars are developmentally damaged by this whole process.
The research will include both field work and laboratory study. Nell will be trained as a dive tender to assist Dr. Amsler with collecting limpets and snails. These organisms will then be tested in a laboratory for effects of ocean acidification. To share their findings, Nell will update a photo journal on Polar Trek's website with pictures and explanations of their work.
My role is to be a conduit between the scientists and the general public to translate this highly scientific information in a way that people who may not have a science background can understand. And, you know, since I'm a teacher, that's really what I'm accustomed to doing.
Meanwhile, Nell's students in State College will follow her journal entries. In the months leading up to her departure, Nell formed the Polar Ambassadors, a State High club of about 20 students in grades 9 through 12. The students in the club helped Nell spread the word about polar science and explain her research to younger students. Polar Ambassador Maddie Nyblade hopes to follow in her teacher's footsteps.
I really want to be a scientist. I don't really know what kind, but I definitely want to go to Antarctica sometime in my life.
For Nell, this interest in the polar science is crucial to the conservation of one of the world's most unique and valuable regions.
The polar regions are, of course, very beautiful and very unique, and they're threatened by a number of different things right now. So I think just increasing awareness of these unique places and how precious they are is important, and making people sort of aware of why we need to protect them is critical.
So what is Nell most looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the wildlife while I'm there. I'm looking forward to meeting scientists who have dedicated their lives to this type of research, and I think it's going to be a great adventure.
Reporting with student intern Rosemary Santarelli, I'm Patty Satalia, WPSU.
To see photographs and journal entries from Nell Herman's Polar Trek adventures, check the links at our website, WPSU.org.